Welcome to Free Talk Live. We will take your calls about absolutely anything. The toll-free number here is back. It had been gone for the last several days. It's now back.
I missed it.
At 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We've also got Skype, as we always do. You can Skype into the show. Username lrn.fm. And if you wrote down that long-distance number we gave you over the weekend, you can still use that, too. But it is good to have the toll-free lines back in here in the studio with you.
And Mark.
So we're going to jump into the news, and the news is not good for a five-year-old in Stockton, California. Here's the story from KCRA. This five-year-old got into it with a police officer, apparently, but his parents say that the officer may not be telling the whole story. Here's a story from KCRA.
And he's been charged with battery on a police officer, handcuffed with zip ties on his hands and feet, and forced to go to the hospital for a psychiatric evaluation. The catch, he's only 5 years old.
Yes. Now, your son is just now six?
That's right.
So I'm just trying to imagine Jack in this role. He can be a little rambunctious at times, but I don't know if zip-tying a young man is... a child, in this case, is really an appropriate thing to do if you're a big hulking police officer as far as control is.
It looks laughable, doesn't it? I mean, it's like, somehow I, the police officer, with all of my gear and all of my stuff, can't handle a five-year-old and getting him to a psych eval. Now, at this, you know, a psych
eval... just even the idea of taking a child to a psych evaluation because of, well, you'll hear what he allegedly did here in a moment, is pretty ridiculous. We'll continue.
His name is Michael Davis. He's diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, which his mother says has led to fights at school. But when the school district said it had a plan to change Michael's behavior, his mother says things went wrong.
How are you doing, Mike?
Good. Michael is energetic.
Thelma Gray says her son Michael is a comedian. His biggest problem is his ADHD stops him from thinking before he speaks or acts.
He's not the discipline problem that he was made out to be.
Those discipline problems include fights with other students. Thelma says the school wanted to change that behavior by having Michael meet with a school police officer.
He could come out and talk to Michael, and normally the kids are normally, you know, the scared straight.
But the meeting didn't go as planned. Thelma says Michael became agitated when the officer entered the room, and it ended with Michael arrested.
Now, why do you think this boy was agitated by the police officer entering the room? Is it possible that maybe he's black, by the way? Is it possible that he's witnessed the police being aggressive towards perhaps some of his family members in the place where he lives? I'm speculating.
You're jumping to a conclusion. I don't know the answer to that.
Would a child be concerned when or upset by the entrance
police
of a police officer?
Police officers are called when you've been bad. Maybe he perceived that he had been bad and did not wish to face the consequences of his actions.
Would presumably be an unusual thing for a five-year-old to understand or really have a concept of.
I remember when I was growing up,
the police officers were presented as officer friendly, that they're there to help, that they're your buddy. They're still doing the same sort of
propaganda.
Some
parents will say, well, we'll get send the police to get you. I mean, they'll absolutely do those kinds of things. I have no clue as to why this young man...
Well, as far as I'm concerned, he was right to be on edge with this armed thug who comes into the room, obviously with malintent.
Well, I'm sure your kid would be just as much fun to hang out with. Go ahead.
In handcuffs.
I was made to believe that Michael saw a police officer and attacked a police officer just on site.
Is that what happened?
That is not what happened.
Thelma found out what did happen when she obtained this police report. Lieutenant Frank Gordo says he placed his hand on Michael's and the boy pushed my hand away in a batting motion, pushed papers off the table, and kicked me in the right knee. When Michael wouldn't calm down, the officer cuffed his hands and feet with zip ties and took him to the Stockton Kaiser Psychiatric Hospital. Michael was cited for battery on a police officer.
I didn't know until 2 weeks later that my son was zip tied for over 2 hours.
KCRA 3 asked the Stockton Unified School District and the school district police to speak about Michael.
What I found to be so odd is that she didn't know for how long that her son was zip tied for 2 hours. My son's six.
She was saying she didn't know he was. It sounded to me like he was zip tied for 2 hours.
Yes, she didn't know for how long. Several days. I feel like my son could have said, "Mommy, that man tied me up."
Yeah, but your son wouldn't have necessarily have known that how long 2 hours was, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think
I'm not saying he can't tell time. There might not have been a clock in the room.
Lucky he didn't mess himself.
So the report goes on to say, as you might have already guessed, that
arrest. Both said they could not comment because of open investigation.
Blah, 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 as is so typical of these bureaucracies. They just want to sweep these sorts of events under the rug, and usually they're pretty successful at doing so. So this little guy is in trouble. It sounds to me like he didn't do anything, you know, particularly terrible.
He's five. I just don't think he's responsible for his actions in the same way that an adult is. So,
psych eval?
If a police officer goes into a room in order to scare a child straight and gets kicked in the knee, I'm pretty sure it's his fault.
So you're welcome to share with us your thoughts here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But that's not the only police and school-related story that we have for you tonight. There are plenty of them. Another one, a little bit of an older victim in this case, Knox County, Tennessee. Sheriff's deputy's been fired. Now, when you start a police abuse story with that sentence, you know it's a pretty serious offense. Because
sounds pretty egregious. Yeah.
A lot of times the police can get away with doing some pretty awful things. So if this rose to the level of, wow, we really got to cut this guy loose, you know, instead of the thin blue line forming around its own ranks to protect their officer.
One thing I know for certain, there's video involved.
You know what? I don't know if there's actually video. They do have photographs,
okay,
which aren't as damning as video, but in this case, they're fairly clear.
There is visual evidence that whatever the claim is against this officer is true.
And that's correct.
This is one of the things that I think that's really important for people who are a bit older like me. I'm 43 years old, and we were all presented with the officer-friendly guy in school. There's no doubt about it. We had Officer Ollie, and he was a puppet, and he came in and visited the schools. And I'm not saying that there aren't plenty of officer-friendlies out there, but the idea is that you're supposed to give police the benefit of the doubt. And I think we did for a very long time. And now with cell phone cameras and people recording much of their lives and Google Glass and all these other things out there, people recording much of their lives.
Truth's coming out.
We're finding at least maybe not the officers of yesteryear, but the officers of today just don't mind grabbing you around your neck and throwing you to the pavement and giving you a kick in the teeth.
Mm-hmm. Story from Knox County, Tennessee. This man has been fired after he was caught on camera allegedly choking a university student Saturday night. Frank Phillips, age 47, was found to be unsuitable for continued employment, according to a termination notice posted on the Knox County Sheriff's website.
So he's a sheriff's deputy? Okay.
Correct. In my 34 years of law enforcement experience, excessive force has never been tolerated. After an investigation by the Office of Professional Standards, I believe excessive force was used in this incident, Sheriff Jimmy J.J. Jones said.
You know, I think that departments really reflect whoever's in charge. Mm-hmm. There's been plenty of photographic and video evidence, audio evidence of officers acting out far worse.
And they get covered for in a lot of places.
The brass will cover for them. The union will cover for them. Their co-workers will cover for them. And this says to me that this person wants to run a good department. And I really do believe there are good departments and bad departments. There's a cultural conversation.
You know, you got to give the guy credit for doing the right thing in this particular instance. Of course, would he have done the same thing? One of the things you can't do is you can't compare realities, right? So would JJ, the sheriff, have done the same thing if old boy Frank Phillips wasn't caught on camera doing what he did?
I tend to think not.
Yeah.
Because how would, you know, you've just got to take somebody's word for it, and you're taking a perp. And the fact is,
what if it's witnesses? You know, what if you've got witnesses? There were witnesses in this case.
It depends on who the witnesses are, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know,
some college kids at a party versus,
if you and I get together and say, hey, Ian, let's take this cop out. You know, you go over there, get yourself arrested, and I'll testify that he felt you in your private pocket.
So we'll come back with more details about what exactly happened on this scene. And you can share your thoughts with us. It doesn't have to be police abuse related, although there's no shortage of stories like this. 855-450-FREE. You take control here on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn. and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, or you can contact us through Skype. You have to send a contact request first. It will be approved. Send it to username lrn.fm on Skype. We'll get you on that way, and if you get the choice, I would say try Skype out, because usually it sounds better than your phone. So it's got some school-related stuff here tonight about police abusing people and in some cases, very young children, 5 years old. They zip-tied a kid. You know, that could be your son. It could be your grandson. And for really doing nothing that's out of the ordinary for a five-year-old. And then they put him into a psych evaluation.
Well, they do claim that he has ADHD. And
so they claim that about a lot of people who are bored in school, these awful government schools.
This is a kindergartner.
Yeah, so?
I wasn't very bored in kindergarten. It's not like there was a lot of work to be done.
Man, kindergarten probably isn't the same as it used to be.
I've heard that.
So, 855, 453, maybe you've got some experience in this area of having a young person or being a young person in the government school system. You want to share your experience. We'd love to have you do that. Something else you should do if you're considering getting some Bitcoin is head over to cashintocoins.com. You can learn how easy it is. It's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer. And if you do less than $40 worth of Bitcoin at cashintocoins.com, there's no transfer fee. No fee to change from cash into coins. So go to cashintocoins.com. If you do more than $40, there's a very reasonable fee, a very competitive fee, and I don't think you'll find a better one in the industry, which isn't very large. Cashintocoins.com. I've used it and will use it in the future. So, back to the story here. We're changing gears a little bit, this time going to a college student in Tennessee, Knox County, Tennessee, where Sheriff Jimmy J.J. Jones has fired Frank Phillips, age 47, from the squad due to him being unsuitable for continued employment and using excessive force. Phillips' employment was terminated immediately, according to a release by Sheriff J.J. Jones added that the investigation will be turned over to the Knox County Attorney General's office to determine if any further action will be taken in the matter, which would mean the potential for criminal charges. John Messner, a freelance photographer in Knoxville, captured Officer Phillips with both hands around the neck of University of Tennessee student Jarrett Dotson in Fort Sanders after
he didn't volunteer for that.
To have himself choked, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, he definitely didn't.
UT is the Volunteers.
Oh, okay, yeah. Totally don't know what that's all about. Is that the football team?
Yes. It's a reference to their Eastern Tennessee being remaining with the Union as opposed to going with the South.
Okay. Your joke makes more sense now. Thank you
yes,
for that.
Yes, no problem. This is why one gets well-read and experiences life beyond one's bubble.
All right, so anyway, going on here, Frank Phillips, the officer, had both hands around the young man's neck. He was 21 years old, can be seen falling to his knees after the man's grip apparently renders him unconscious. Now, you might imagine for yourself, if you were somebody who believes that the police are frequently doing the right thing and that we're maybe mistaking what's going on, you might think that, well, they're in some sort of struggle. I mean, this young man was drunk, he was fighting against the police officer, and this was all the man could do to stop himself from being killed. I mean, it'd have to be a pretty heated situation for you to have to put your hands around another man's throat and squeeze until he passed out. That would seem to be a pretty serious conflict. No, actually, it turns out he appeared to be cooperating with the arrest and, in fact, had two officers standing behind him. So there were three total officers in this photo.
You know, what I actually imagine here is the dude was being a smartass, is what I imagine.
He may very well have been.
And, I've seen it multiple times. I mean, you know, there's nothing, when a police officer is putting handcuffs on you and you're cooperating, they have complete control over your body. But it can be really infuriating to not have complete control over somebody's mind. You want them subjugated.
You know, you may be right about that. I mean, this guy was 21. He was at a college party. He may not have appreciated how he was being handled, but knew enough to not resist.
I'll be out of this by the morning, fellas. And you'll still be living your same worthless lives.
You are jumping to a conclusion that he was being that mean. But, you know, even if he was
They'll still be living their same worthless lives, yeah.
Even if he was, that kind of nasty to the police, it should not be illegal nor a chokeable offense.
No, absolutely not. A professional law enforcement officer would say, yep, well, tonight you're going to sit in the cell with Bubba. Come on.
Now, we don't have video footage of this incident. I will post the article with the pictures on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter here in a little bit. So you can see this for yourself. But judging by the body language of the other two officers, they don't appear concerned. Like, they're just kind of, one's just standing there. The other one is putting the handcuffs on this man who has his hands behind his back.
Bad apple thing is what you're referencing here. And I think that this is something I look for every single time I see a police brutality video. The fact is that years ago, you remember it, Ian, tell everybody if I'm lying here. I would defend nearly every single time a police brutality claim because, I get what it's like. I get the kind of people you're dealing with. I understand. Sure. Having spent the time in prison that I've spent, I'm like, yeah, I don't like these people very much. And so I understand, but the problem is that the video's there, it shows the evidence, and then none of the other law enforcement officers do anything about it. Over and over again.
Probably don't want to get choked.
I don't know what the... I couldn't claim to know.
This guy's clearly a psychopath. The 21-year-old again falls to his knees in the pictures. Phillips has been with the sheriff's office since 1992. Dotson of Powell is an architecture... Dotson is the victim. Of Powell is an architecture major at the college. Authorities say
so
Dotson.
The police are acting in a nonchalant fashion, and this guy's been with them since 1992. Did it say what his rank was, by the way? Because he hasn't worked at this department
officer.
For 24 years, really? And he's
I'm not real clear.
Hasn't
risen? Just says officer. Okay. Sheriff's deputy.
Hard for me to imagine he has risen above his initial pay grade, but whatever.
Authorities say Dotson, the young man, was publicly intoxicated and drinking from a cup that had an odor of an alcoholic beverage, according to the officers. See, this is so sick, and it happens in college towns and other places across the country where this young man was likely walking from one party to another party. In fact, they mentioned there's a party that was kind of, broken up. He's walking from one place to another, and the cops... Around here in Keene, there's a guy that rides around, a cop that rides around with a flashlight, and he'll shine it at people as he's riding by them in the college neighborhoods and try to spot if they've got an open container.
So let me ask you this. How do they know? So if I'm carrying a cup, anything can be in the cup.
That's right.
How does he find out what's in the cup, I guess?
He just rolls right up and says, excuse me, I need to see that, or something. Like that. Excuse me, ma'am, I'll be needing to see that. And of course, teenage college girl, she doesn't know what the hell she's doing with the police. She hands it over without thinking at all about what the consequences might be. So most of these college students are consenting to searches. I don't know what level of, I guess, ability the police have to take somebody who has an open, obviously he had a cup, an open kind of container like that.
You mean if it doesn't have a lid and a straw kind of thing?
Yeah. Maybe they have more ability to say, that smells like alcohol.
Right. One could say that.
So more coming up here in moments about what happened in this particular case with this cop choking this young man out while two other cops just kind of stand by and help hold the kid up as he falls down. 855-450-FREE. You can take control here on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. Like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype into the show. The Skype username is lrn.fm to send a contact request. It'll be approved, and we'll get you on the air after that when you call back. So check out our Skype username, lrn.fm.
Blockchain.com, not blockchain.info, blockchain.com is a...
Same company.
Same company, yes. Is a brand new merchant application. Am I saying all this stuff right, Ian?
That's right so far.
Okay, yeah. So it is an app that you can go and download from blockchain.com. There's an app that you can use
for Android users.
For Android users, and you know, frankly, this is might just make you want to be one if you have a sort of bricks and mortar business, kind of a boutique-y size business, and you want to accept Bitcoin for free. Because you can go there and download, you know, this app to safely, securely, and for free accept Bitcoins in your business. There are no terms of service, no ID requirements of any kind. Imagine this for a second.
This is, you're right. For a business owner, you know how big of a deal that is, especially if you've ever set up Visa or MasterCard, these credit card companies, where it's this huge process, and it's this, really this nightmarish process just to be able to take credit cards from people. This, you just go download the app and get started.
Zero fees, blockchain.com.
All right, so, oh, by the way, you know, maybe you've got a business, like a point-of-sale kind of situation. Just grab a tablet. Android yep. tablet, like, you know, I've heard these things are $60 in some cases. Put the app on the tablet and you're good to go.
You can use your old Android cell phone, the last smartphone that you had. As long as you're just running on Wi-Fi, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but if you've got a point of sale, it's nice to have a nice big screen for somebody to interact with, something you can mount there on a countertop or something like that. Anyway, blockchain.com, very exciting. So let's go to the phones here. We'll continue to tell you more about this college student who was choked out by a police officer, sheriff's deputy, who has actually since been fired. But first, we go to the phones and to your thoughts. Idaho is calling from United States. And now, I don't know if this is the state of Idaho that is calling, or were you actually named Idaho by your parents?
Actually, my name is Idaho Lorax, okay? I am a protected person in eastern Idaho, especially in Bennett County. by legal terms, by state. I'm involved in the cleanup efforts here in Pocatello from nuclear contamination. Even Saturday Night Live with the two-headed fish story, tried to get at the bottom and tried to get information out to people, but there was just great silence. That was on Comedy Central, The Daily Show. I've been brought back here to deal with this community and to help those who are trying to expose it. And so basically just sometime Google, I search Idaho Lorax, either with two X's at the end or one.
What was it that you wanted to call about tonight besides, you know, a little self-promo there?
Well, you know, when you were talking about, I was hearing a little bit about the show. I just got connected to you guys and that you even existed. Of course, okay. You're over there in New Hampshire, and I didn't know. We have pretty much a lot of blackout in this area in terms of communication. There's even information.
What does
about
that mean? When you say there's blackout, what does that mean?
That means access to our information sources, the way to distribute information.
Are you talking about like the mainstream media, like news stations, radio stations?
I'm talking about access to our Facebook pages,
you're unable to access your Facebook account.
No. The people from the outside have trouble accessing our information pages, which we have.
Now, when you say, just trying to understand this, when you say our information pages, are you talking about you and your activist friends, or are you talking about anyone in Idaho? What are we talking about?
Specifically about the Idaho Lorax group, okay?
Are you actually in Idaho?
Yes, I am actually in Idaho. In fact, okay. I'm calling from Pocatello, Idaho.
Okay. And so you're saying that you have a group on Facebook, and you believe that Facebook is making it so people cannot access your group. Am I understanding you correctly so far?
Our computer team has decided, we're not sure, it's Facebook even. It's other people have the ability to block people getting access to Facebook, some of the Facebook accounts that we have. Or pages, as you call it. You know, there's a group and there's pages.
Nuclear Fallout Alert, Pocatello, Chubbuck, and Fort Hall? Yeah, is that one of the pages?
Yeah,
I don't have any trouble finding it.
I typed your name in and it comes up. It looks like you're from Jackson, Wyoming. You're in Pocatello.
Pocatello, Idaho.
Yep, yeah, you're right here, man. Maybe everything's fine.
It may be that it's just hard to use Facebook as a marketing tool.
Facebook kind of sucks. I mean, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook. I love a lot of what it does for networking people together, but I also hate how much time I spend on it. And I have no problem reaching you. Maybe it's just that Facebook's broken. Like sometimes I think it was last week, there was a point at which I posted something and no one was responding to it. And you know, normally that's no big deal, but somebody said to, but it was unusual. Like it should have evoked a response. And somebody said to me, I can't post on your post. And I said, wow, okay, that's unusual. So I tried posting on my own post and I couldn't post on my own, like as a response, as a reply to my own post. And so the guy who would give me a heads up, he thought there was like some sort of conspiracy behind this, that the government was doing this. I said, no, this is just Facebook sucking. I mean, the site gets broken sometimes,
and
they end up fixing
it. I would disagree with you about Facebook sucking, for that matter. But believe me, I've been out here since I've been out here. I've been abducted. I'm the most banned person in Idaho. I've run for office.
Tell me about the abduction. I got to hear about
this
abduction, Idaho.
Hear about the abduction? There's, like you said, should be an article. You should be able to find, hopefully, still out there on the abduction.
Okay, we're doing a radio show, and the radio show shouldn't be point people to go and do Google searches. The radio show should
I'm
on.
I'm just trying to connect with you if you want to do any future.
Well, that's not what we're doing. We're doing a radio show. I, you know, what we do is we sit here for 3 hours a night and we take calls from anybody who wants to tell us their story or ask a question or do whatever, you know, get some news out, etc. That's what we do. So
yeah, tell us the story, Idaho.
Yeah, if you've got something to say, you should say it to our audience.
Okay, well, I can tell you the story of the abduction of the Lorax because basically I first came here back to Pocatello, Idaho to work with clients that people wanted to, you know, deal with this situation called the Mashaud Flat Superfund site. And I said, when I came back, I said, how come Pocatello, Idaho isn't included in this multi-million-dollar cleanup site, this situation? And so for 14 years, this organization, or I should say this company called FMC, one part of the largest weapons corporations in the world, has been doing this to this community, trying to weasel out of protecting and cleaning up this community, of which
so
I was here many
what
years
led
ago.
You to get arrested? Let's fast
the
forward.
Abduction.
Right to the abduction.
Okay.
Where were you? What happened?
I got arrested on the day the Lorax movie came out, when it came out, because the railroad, which is part
There's
of
a movie about you?
Here, what?
He's just taking the name, Ian.
He said he got arrested the day the Lorax movie came out.
That's what correct.
That's right, because the people...
Are you talking about a Dr. Seuss here, movie, or are you talking about you have a movie about you?
No. The movie, the Lorax, the movie came out about 2.5 years ago, right? The day
That's
the
right.
movie
I have no
came
idea.
Out, because I had just come into the community,
yeah.
the concern of trying to limit my exposure of the information, because I am the expert here, and... They arrested me, the railroad and the sheriff's department, you know, and kept me in hiding, made me unavailable, tried to commit me, as what groups do, tried to, you know, make discredit you. And, of course, once I got to a phone 4 days later, and then, you know, I was able to call in my support team, so they found out that I was not alone here. But that was when I first came into this community. I came here to testify in hearings here regarding this cleanup and these issues. So when I brought charges to everybody, and I'm talking genocide, I'm speaking for the tribes here because there's a tribal group here, and
Damn.
Also the contamination issues about all the politicians and the people been covering.
So did they end up charging you with anything?
Well, that's still in process now. Yeah.
When did this happen?
2.5 years ago.
Wow. What were the charges?
Pending. These are, and more charges are pending.
What kind of charges are you racking up there, Lorax?
Charges of the mayor trying to eliminate me in public. I mean,
No. What are the people calling themselves the state, your abductors? What did they charge you with?
The state? Well, like I said, they just charged me with little things at first, you know, just tried to suppress me and what I am, tried to commit.
Well, I'm glad that we can help you get your word out a little bit here tonight, Lorax. Good luck out there in Idaho. 855-450-FREE. You can take control on Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing all new Proactive Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-721-4255 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. And more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-721-4255. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. You won't see this limited-time offer on TV. It's a radio exclusive. 1-800-721-4255. 1-800-721-4255.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right. One that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, Jay Control here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever you would like, 855-450-3733. We got more naughty police abusing young people stories on the way here. And also, still to come, there's some news that I thought was worthy of sharing from RT about freedom of the press and the hypocrisy, the double standards present within the United States government, how they view press violations around the globe with a critical eye, but not so much their own press violations. So we can bring that story to you and continue now the story of a young man in Tennessee who was choked out, not to death, just choked out, meaning he passed out. By a police officer, a sheriff's deputy, who has actually since been fired by the sheriff there in Knox County, Tennessee. The 21-year-old can be seen falling to his knees after the sheriff's grip, the deputy's grip apparently renders him unconscious. He was also there with two other officers who appear to be assisting in holding the man up to some extent as he kind of fell to his knees. You know, giving him a little resistance, I guess.
Feet's bumping your head on the pavement, I suppose.
Phillips has been with the sheriff's office since 1992. Authorities say the young man was publicly intoxicated and drinking from a cup that had the odor of an alcoholic beverage at a certain location when he was arrested. He was charged with public intoxication and resisting arrest and was released Sunday morning on a $500 bond. Obviously, he was not a significant danger to the community given the $500 bond.
Not after his good choking.
The report said Dotson, the young man, ignored instructions to go inside and apparently began to physically resist officers' instructions to place his hands behind his back. And at one
always
point,
a bad idea. Look, here's a little advice. Your hands are going behind your back. All your resistance at that point truly is futile. Put them behind your back. Do not resist. There is no point in resisting.
You're presuming he was resisting, which is the cop's story, which they love to throw that out there. I mean, if there's no way to prove otherwise, they can just claim you were resisting them.
Happens all the time.
And this, you know,
either way, look. If it could go one way or the other, yeah. I mean, I get it. Well, but I mean, there's pictures of this guy being choked, right?
There's that, and it's not real clear that he's providing any resistance to these officers. I mean, again, we don't have video. We only have photographs to go on. But just kind of by the look on these officers' faces that are dealing with him, I don't know if I believe that he's resisting. Nonetheless, let's go on with the story. University of Tennessee police officers were called for backup after the party became unruly and some of the approximately 800 partygoers began throwing beer bottles. Now, hold on. Do you think the beer bottles were thrown before or after the appearance of the police.
Well, were they thrown in the garbage can? What does thrown mean?
I mean, that's a good point. And, you know, there's certainly been situations where it's after the police show up that the force escalates to the point where somebody throws a beer bottle.
Well, I wouldn't want to be living next door to a party, to you know, where the party's going on with 800 people. I can assure you that.
I don't blame you. You probably shouldn't live in a college neighborhood then. Knoxville Police Department Sergeant Mark McCarter told KnoxNews.com, UT student Nicholas Aramis told Wait.com of the party, quote, "When the cops showed up, we saw people throwing bottles at their cars. They had police dogs out there," unquote. His officers responded at 11:56 p.m. to the disturbance, which was spilling into the street. McCarter said 60 officers from three agencies were present at the party, where at least 10 people were arrested and charged with public intoxication and disorderly conduct. Again, so nobody with any kind of criminal charge that involves an actual victim. Nobody got stabbed or attacked.
You'd think
or
they'd
whatever.
Be able to find one person that threw a bottle at their car, right?
Yeah, not even anybody with a warrant. Messner captured the frightening moment in a sequence of photographs that show the young man complying with Knox County deputies as they led him to a police van at the University of Tennessee before an officer uses two hands to choke the student until he's unconscious. Dotson was arrested along with a number of friends during their college party that was celebrating a week of finals. Police were called to clear the area, et cetera, so they're kind of repeating themselves at this point in the story. So there you go. Young man arrested, choked out by an officer, and thankfully there were photographs there. This officer has been terminated. But again, it brings up the question that I think always has to be asked in situations like this. You've got an officer who is 47, and he had been with the department since 1992, so a good solid 20-year career with this particular department. Is this officer's first excessive force use?
That would seem like a pretty foolish claim, right? He's 14 years, you say? 12 years?
20 years with the department.
20-something years.
Plus, yeah, 20-plus years.
Yeah, it seems unlikely.
Seems unlikely this was his first time doing something like this.
Yeah, that seems unlikely.
Yeah. So, anyway.
People that have anger management issues tend to have anger management issues, speaking as a person who has anger management issues.
Right, and this guy's 47, so, you know, a lot of people are kind of hot-headed when they're younger. It doesn't seem like it's really worn off for him.
Also, the officers that were in the picture did not seem to be, you know, scared, frightened, upset, you know, agitated or anything having to do with this guy's choking out of somebody being put into handcuffs.
Now, is there anybody out there who could give an excuse for this officer, who could explain why it would be that choking a man who seems to be voluntarily putting his hands behind his back, maybe he's talking back to the cops, but can anybody explain why this would be considered acceptable? I don't imagine anybody could, because even in this case, the sheriff wouldn't stand behind his own guy, and usually in cases of police abuse, the thin blue line closes around its ranks, and they back up their own.
What one says is this is one bad apple, and that's, you know, having been the apologist for police officers on this show for many, many years, I know what one says. One says this is one bad apple, but the evidence, in fact, is contrary to that. These other two officers are not acting like this guy is a bad apple. And, by the way, when you claim that it's one bad apple, you're claiming that one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. That's kind of the thing about truisms.
According to the story, there's a little bit at the end of kind of interest. In 2011, Knoxville County officers stopped a carload of teenagers and forced them to run in circles around a bat that one of the officers kept in the car. And I presume that's Mr. Messner. I believe that it's not real clear, but I believe that it was
otherwise,
necessary.
Why would they tell the story, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this guy sounds like a real power freak to me. Keeps a bat in his car so he can force teenagers to do circles around the bat. What a weirdo.
I don't know why you'd have a bat in the car. I mean,
otherwise?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I mean, a bat to do circles around? What's the point of that?
You ever done that when you were in, like, high school or middle school where you run circles around a bat and then you get all wobbly or whatever? You try to hit the ball? I don't know. People do that, right?
So you sort of set it on the ground like a cane and put one hand on it and then kind of run around it?
I don't recall how you do it, really.
I don't know this this pastime of circling bats, no.
It sounds like something I've seen somewhere, maybe in my life or on television or something.
Sorry,
like that.
I know nothing of this.
Well, apparently it happened in 2011 in Knoxville County. And apparently Sheriff J.J. Jimmy Jones demoted the five officers involved in that incident at the time. So maybe this dude did pick up a rank. You were wondering aloud earlier about, you know, how is he in the department for 20 years and he doesn't have a rank. You know, is he just a sheriff's deputy? Well, maybe it's because he got caught for doing something else in the past and got demoted.
Certainly has happened.
This could have been the last straw for him.
Yeah.
With old Jimmy J.J. Jones. You can take control here, share your story about police abuse if you want. We've also got other news here to get to, including press freedom. On the way, we'll talk about that. Also, this is not the end of the young people being abused by cops theme for the night. Mark, you've got one where a graffiti artist, a desk graffiti artist, as many of us have been at some point in our lives, though usually with pencils. Is it considered graffiti if you write on a desk in pencil?
I think that I would call it temporary graffiti or whatever. I mean, most of the graffiti that I...
Somebody's got to remove it, right?
Yeah, indeed. And that's why you end up washing all the desks when you get caught penciling on one of the desks, right?
Washing a desk would seem to be an appropriate punishment for doing some sort of doodling, even if it were not pencil, even if it were something else, some kind of more permanent thing. Maybe then you would have to pay for another desktop and
right,
have to have that installed.
Sure. If you were to take a router and put your name in the desk, then I think you're responsible for the replacement of a desktop. But if you
maybe $50 for a custom sized piece of wood or something like that, maybe a little more.
Maybe it's being sold to a government agency, yeah. So you can probably double that. But I would think that if you're talking about something like marker, pen, you could probably get off with one of those magic erasers.
Will that take that off of a desktop?
I would think it would.
See, I don't have enough experience with the magic eraser. I've heard that these things are amazing.
They are not magic, but they are amazing. So, see, it bothers me that they even call it magic anything. Whoa, 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 this isn't magic.
We'll find out what the solution for this young lady was it in
yes,
this case?
Right.
Young Abby. Lady, high school?
What? Oh, I'm sorry. Her name's Lex.
Lex. Lex?
Yeah.
We'll find out what happened to Lex.
No, she is not in high school.
Okay. Elementary?
No.
Middle school.
You've covered them all now.
Anyway, a young lady in some sort of school. We'll find out what happened to her when she was doodling on her desk. And I don't imagine it was a very constructive punishment. It's Free Talk Live.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet, so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.